the show's up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the night zone. This is the live event.
In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, and the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality info, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of
Night Zone Radio.
Tonight, the James Bond of the paranormal,
Mr. Paul Dale Roberts.
If you haven't had the chance to listen to our past shows with Paul and I, we get into a number of subjects. Paul's writings and his blog reports and his stories, some of them are quite bone-chilling. Tonight, Paul Dale Roberts. HPI Paranormal.
In the shadows of the Night Zone. Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside of the box. And we remind all listeners, KV at MTOR. Night Zone Radio.
For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all. What there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone.
And indeed, we are not alone in this universe. Good evening, everybody. This weekend in Calgary, in Canada, of course, is the Thanksgiving weekend. And in the United States, it's the Columbus weekend. So to all of our listeners, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving on behalf of the Night Zone. And to our American cousins below the 49th, happy Columbus Day, guys. Before we get to our guests, a quick shout-out to our listeners who are running through the delayed feed on one of our affiliate chat groups in the UK. Welcome aboard, guys. We appreciate you being there. Those wishing to make direct contact or contact the show, our email, of course, is thenightzone@gmail.com. Tonight's shout-outs, Mike and Diane in Brampton, Ontario. Thank you for the web links. Keep them coming. Suzanne in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. Thank you for your kind words. We appreciate you being there. Heather in Calgary. Bob's little brother. What's his name again? And the BC Dreamcatcher, Namaste. Good to hear from you. And last but not least, the Southeast Brickie's much better half. We will codename her Beth. Hope your mortar is dry. Would hate you to have a shaky foundation. Tonight, the James Bond of the paranormal, writer extraordinaire, a featured guest on the Penn and Teller BS show on Showtime and HBO. He's a manager, investigator, writer for HPI Paranormal, and actually a genuinely nice guy, Mr. Paul Dale Roberts. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, Colin, how you doing? I got a really special surprise for you.
All righty. You have.
Well, I have two special guests here.
Okay. And who would they be, Paul?
Well, the first special guest, I'll let her say her name and her title,
okay,
and then I'll let you talk to the other special guest. And so I'll say her name and what she's doing here.
All righty.
Okay, so the first one is...
Hello, I am celebrity psychic Belinda Bentley. How are you?
Well, good evening, Belinda. It's good to hear you on the Night Zone with us, with Paul Dale Roberts. Fabulous. Glad that you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's going to be a good night. It's going to be a good night. I feel it in my bones.
And here's the next person.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Miley Simondell, and I am a paranormal experiencer. How are you?
Good evening, and how are you tonight? A paranormal experiencer. All in the same room with Paul Dale Roberts. Wow, what an entertainment.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Very, very exciting.
So tell me, what is a paranormal experiencer?
Well, I'm just a person who is currently, experiencing new journeys with Paul to seek out the paranormal.
Mm-hmm. And you're in good company with Paul Dale Roberts and HPI, I got to tell you. Some of the best people
the best.
You could ever meet. Yep. California's in good hands with Paul Dale Roberts, that's for sure.
Definitely.
So,
well, thank you. It was very nice meeting you.
Great. We'll talk in a little while. I'm sure we'll do a round robin here and we'll get things going.
Sure are. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Paul.
Thank you. So,
hey,
Paul.
Those are the two people you're going to be talking to tonight. And boy, do they have some stories for you.
Oh, I bet they do. How do you do it, Paul? I mean, you know, you're writing all of these stories. You're a manager for HPI. You're an investigator. And you hold down a government day job. How do you find the time?
You know, I'm telling you, Paul, sometimes I amaze myself because I don't know how I find the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you got to have that passion. So I have the passion for the investigations. I have the passion for the interviews. And, you know, you meet some wonderful people. And there's so many people out there with some fantastic stories.
There are.
So I always seek out those interviews.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there, Paul, that, you know, people are having experiences and they just don't want to tell anybody. They're embarrassed. They're scared that people are going to think that they're crazy. And all of those other things. And you know, it's thanks to people like you that actually pull those stories out of reality and bring them to the masses for people to realize that they're not alone. There are people out there experiencing exactly the same things.
Right. And when you have a multitude of people who are experiencing the same thing, there's got to be some validation there. I mean, you have all these people that are saying, hey, I'm seeing this ghost, you know, white sheep walking down the cemetery line, and there's a lot of people witnessing this. If it was a court of law, then it has to be true.
Well, I never believe in coincidence. Everything is for a reason. I think there is a divine plan, and I agree with you 100%. You know, when one thing happens that just happens, but when it happens to a number of people over a number of months, years, and events, like there has to be something to it. There has to be some tangible connection.
Oh yeah, definitely. And let me tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I call it the sex tape paranormal case. And the reason why I call it that is I got a call from a young lady, and she said that her and her boyfriend were actually doing an audio tape of their sexual session.
Okay.
And when they played it back, they were really, really surprised and shocked to find out they had EVPs on their electronic voice phenomenon.
Hmm.
And so I went over there and I did a preliminary investigation. I played the tape for me. And what I heard was entities. It was almost like they were standing around them and coaxing them on to do certain things. Yeah, like they had cheerleaders there.
I never thought I would ever experience a horny paranormal. But go ahead.
Yeah, and so Belinda Bentley, who works with me, she's the celebrity psychic, and Belinda Bentley has history. She's been on the Dave Navarro show. She's been on Margaret Cho's show. She's been on E! Channel. She's been on Playboy Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she has actual celebrity clients in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
In which she flies down and she does readings for them.
Right.
Anyway, she now works on my team. She's a senior lead investigator. And what she does is, like certain cases like this one, I didn't feel it would be comfortable if I brought men into the case.
Right.
Because it was something that was very private between the couple.
Right.
And I said, well, would you feel more comfortable if we had an all-female team? They said, yes, absolutely. So that's when I called Belinda Bentley,
right,
who's part of HPI now. And I told Belinda, I said, get your team ready and see what's going on. So she did. And she wrote a nice little article for me about the case. And I have Belinda right here, so I might as well let her tell the story.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. So, Belinda, are you ready to tell the story? All right. And here's Belinda.
Okay. So,
hello.
Yeah. So, Belinda, this couple had decided to make an audio tape for whatever reason of their sexual encounters together. And when they played it back, there was EVPs there.
They were getting, there was a total of 4 men and 1 female that were literally, you would hear both of them either moaning or talking or doing something.
Right.
And you would hear somebody talking over them. So there's no way that they faked this unless somebody was in the room and, you know, talking.
Right.
So it was interesting because you would hear things like, go SA.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm touching you. I mean, you would literally hear them saying things. And at one point, she's talking about role playing, that she's going to pretend like she's somebody else. And a woman comes through and says, she's lying. Just like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's creepy EVPs. Very creepy.
Right. Now, during your investigation, did you get the belief that these entities were attached to the people or the property in which they were having this pleasure?
That was a really good question because that's what I based my the actual investigation around,
right,
was that the male had told me when they're together or in the same house, he can get EVPs. But he tried to get them when he left the house and he couldn't get them, but she can get them whenever she wants. All she has to do is talk and they will start talking over her.
Wow.
And so it was definitely something that was attached to her. It wasn't attached to the house or to him.
Has she ever experienced that before with anybody else?
She had experienced EVPs doing paranormal investigations for a different group,
right,
is what she was telling me, but she had, I don't think she had ever taped herself ever. And like, this was the first one.
Right. Right. And this was just an audio tape.
This was an audio tape.
I can't understand the way if they were going to go to audio, why they wouldn't go to video. But that's another.
I don't either. I thought I was going to get to watch something too. You know.
Yeah, I think that's about 3 more shows we could get out of that one for sure. But anyway, so you detected several men and a female that seemed to be around them while they were conjugating their fun.
Yeah, there was 4 different voices, and at first there was 3 seemed to be young males because I kept hearing like Peepy and Tom,
right,
was the message that I kept getting, and a woman. But at some point, a really deep male voice came through and said, "I've come to take her," just like that.
Wow.
So at that point, we realized that there was 4 guys, not 3,
right,
And that one, actually, the perception that I got, because I'm a psychic, so I use those abilities too, but I always like to back it up.
Right.
I like to prove to myself that I'm still psychic, you know, the next day, even, you know, I need my proof. So what I did is I actually held an EVP session when I was doing the interview with her, just to make sure we can still get EVPs, they didn't fake it. And I actually asked the male entity, I said, have you been with her for a long time? And we actually got an EVP that said, yes, just like that. So...
And she didn't recognize the voices at all as relatives or...
She doesn't recognize the voices, but what I had picked up when I did the interview is I said, look, I'm a psychic, so I'm just going to tell you my perception. And I said, my perception is when you were 8 years old, something happened and you were trying to protect yourself. You called in something that was a little bit more negative than as if you called in an angel for protection, but the intention was good. You did call in somebody for help, and she said that was true. When she was 8 years old is when things started going kind of crazy, and she did call in a spirit by drawing 666 on her hand, and she was trying to call in something to come in and protect her. I didn't get that it was a demon. I didn't get that it was like the devil or anything like that, but I did get that it was more protecting her in a more negative way than a positive one.
Right. And while you were doing the interview, did you have any audio going, so in case there were these EVPs wanted to input?
Oh yes, I did. And let me tell you what happened. So I'm doing the interview and I'm playing the audio.
Right.
And at one point, I had a feeling, because I don't like to play the audio for a really long time, because I want to play it back and have a conversation.
Right.
So I played back what we were talking about at one point, and I heard him come through, and he called me a bitch. and I went back, and I actually said, I said, that's not very nice, and I asked you to respect me while I'm here. And then you hear his EVP, oh, God. Just like that. And I was like, thank you. You know, hold your tongue.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Now,
I also have my ghost phone. I'm not sure if you know what that is.
Right.
But it's a radio, basically, and you just put it on continuous where it scans through the station so that the spirits could speak through the white noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that going at some point, and we were actually able to make contact with a couple of the spirits. And I said, you know, for the last couple of days, I've been having a spirit say, I'm keeping Tom. Is your name Tom? And he said, Tommy. And she confirmed that she actually knew somebody who had passed away with that name. So that was some confirmation, too, which is what I appreciate as confirmation.
Yeah. So these spirits have been with her a long time, and that must be a little freaky for the subject, no? She must be like...
It was freaky to her, but she doesn't know how long they've been there. Like, one was there when she was 8. The female, we have no idea when she came there. We just know that she doesn't like her. She was talking about burning her in a different EVP. We have some that were kind of more mean and graphic. So there's two that seem to be just somewhat kind of evil-spirited, not that they were doing anything to her, just evil-spirited. And then we had one that was there to protect her, and then I think two were family members. So we had a nice little mix there.
Wow. And do you think they did you get any sense that these entities were pleased to be there during that moment, or that they were trapped there and they were disgusted by what was happening, or were they excited?
No, actually, they were totally excited, and what I kept getting was like a bunch of teens that were like literally peeking on people having sex, where they'd be, you know, they would have rude little comments, and they would say funny things, and just enjoying watching people having sex.
Right.
And what was interesting is she said the two people that we got that were her family members did die when they were teenagers. So it makes sense that they would be, you know, saying things.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones, I definitely feel like they were excited by the experience. And the woman just seemed to be more vocal than anybody, but it didn't seem like she liked the male more than she liked the female. And at some point during the investigation, I had one team in the house, and somebody started speaking over one of the walkie-talkies. And we only had one. The woman didn't pull out the second one because the place was too small for us to use them, so she put one out on the table, the other one was off.
Okay.
So we did take into account that it could have crossed ways and somebody was just using their walkie-talkie and we caught their signal. But it was really strange that they had asked a question and it seemed to be trying to answer them through the walkie-talkie. And it was a female.
It would be interesting to get these two people back together and see if there's a form of seance or a contact possibility. I would think that if these entities are around her since she was 8 years old, she would be able to conjure them up fairly easily without realizing.
And she was able to, but what I had gotten was at one point during the investigation, she mentioned a Ouija board.
Yeah.
And I actually got somebody tap me on my shoulder. And I turned around and I said, yes, and I realized nobody was there. And I was like, okay, so somebody has a message for me. What would you like to say? And I heard she called us in years ago to the Ouija board. We would like to go home. We're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, oh, I said, give me the board. And she gave me the board, and I literally had everybody gather around, and I said, this is what I'm getting. I want to confirm on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we don't want to talk. We want to go home. Mm-hmm. And so I actually ended up closing the door on the board and sending them back home. So at that point, we couldn't get any more EVPs.
Right. Do you think that it's possible to give a closure to this girl if she wanted to remove these entities, or are they set with her for life for whatever reason?
The fact that we couldn't get any EVPs after we closed the board, to me, means that we already sent them away.
Right.
I do think the one that was with her for a very long time will be there, but I don't feel like he comes very often, because in the whole hour audio tape, he only came once, which was, I've come to take her, like, leave her alone,
right. Get
out of her space. So I think he'll be there for a while, but the rest of them, I don't believe are there anymore. They left with the board.
Right. Now, have these entities ever done anything to her that would give her cause for concern? Has she had any issues with these entities that have followed her?
The only thing that she said to me, because there's, honestly, if I was having these experiences, I wouldn't be afraid, because there's no physical harm being done.
Right.
But one did talk about burning her, and then we had one, she said she got really angry, and she just started, like, ripping apart everything in her room, and then a shadow just started pacing back and forth.
Mm.
And she was trying to figure out where the shadow was coming from, but it looked like a man pacing back and forth. And what I kept getting is that this entity that comes in to protect her kind of possesses her. At the time when she's angry and she feels like she needs some kind of protection, that's what it does. It goes in her and makes her angry so that people want to stay away from her. And so that is the one thing that was a little cause for concern, and definitely something we need to revisit so that we can start the detachment process.
Well, let's hope the entity didn't enter her while she was having fun with her boyfriend. That would be a little...
I wouldn't doubt it, though, if it happened. I'm actually willing to say with certainty that it probably has.
Yeah, which is, it's a very strange phenomenon. I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of anybody making a sex audio tape and finding EVPs on it.
You know what the beautiful thing is I'm the world's only sex psychic, so this kind of stuff falls into my lap all the time, and I love it.
Right. Now, a sex psychic, I got to ask, like, how does this work out? Like, how do you, as a sex psychic, and Paul had mentioned you have some Hollywood people that use your services, yeah? And, how does this work out? Are you there to assist them get through something from childhood, or what does a sex psychic do?
I do anything that involves sex, just like you would think of, what does a therapist do or what does a psychic do. It's like I do both of those at the same time. So it could be a little bit more disturbing where you're looking at childhood issues, molestation, bigger issues, sexuality issues. And then you can have really fun stuff, which is how can I have more fun with my partner?
Right.
Or how does my sex life relate to my financial life? And then we can start getting to the roadblocks and how to release, those issues. So that could be a lot more fun, but I deal with all aspects of it. And actually how it started was I would have people recommend me because she talks about sex. And so I'd literally have 60 and 70-year-old women calling me and going, I was recommended to call you because you talk about sexual issues. And I'm like, I didn't know old people have sex.
Right.
So I started learning, I was learning as I was teaching, which was such a great experience, and I'm so happy to know that, at 90 years old, it's still working.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm thankful.
Me too. There's hope for me yet. But it fascinates me, the whole realm of psychic phenomenon, and this storyline of the tape and everything, I think is absolutely brilliant. And to pull EVPs from something that intimate, would put a few people off, I would think, if they thought that there are actually people participating in one way or another around them. I mean, that's a little strange, don't you think?
When I posted the article that I wrote on my Facebook, I had so many people writing that would make them uncomfortable. And are they watching us when we go to the bathroom? And I'm like, they're there all the time. That's reality. Stop being in denial. Like, they're watching you when you have sex.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They might just be walking through and just glance and see. They might be staring. But it's like we're never alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that psychics try to teach people is that we're never alone.
Right.
So, They are watching. We just might not get EVPs on it.
Right. I just hope my mother hasn't caught on to this. God bless her. She passed away about 20 years ago, and that's the last thing I would want is my mother there during an encounter. It's bad enough that the dog sits at the bottom of the bed sometimes. You know what I mean?
You know. Okay. I know exactly what you mean.
Strange stuff. But, Belinda, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my gosh. The psychic stuff I've been doing for the last 10 years.
Right.
It started when I actually moved to New Zealand. I went to another country and everything changed.
Right.
The paranormal investigations I've been doing for about 6 years.
Okay. Okay, and how do you like it so far?
Oh, I love it. Like, this is my path in life. I think this is the reason I came here, was to have a really great time with all of this, because it's a lot of fun.
Right, right. So how did you get hooked up with Paul Dale Roberts?
I live in Sacramento, and I think at some point I had got on the internet, and I was looking up local investigation groups, because I had actually started my own investigation group. And I was like, you know, we should probably hook up with other locals and see what they're getting and help them and see if they help us. And it took a long time, because I think I actually contacted him a few years ago. And we've been trying to get together ever since. And then all of a sudden, he brought me a great, you know, investigation case. And I showed up, and it was phenomenal. And ever since, I'm like, what do you got? What do you got? I want it. Whatever you got, I want it.
Well, it's quite the story. I mean, that's, you know, you could make a movie out of this. This has got all of the intrigue of a good movie, I would think. So, yeah, excellent, Belinda. Fabulous,
you know,
story. You're just brilliant.
I have to be honest, is that I wish that more people would try to get EVPs while they're having sex, because I'd like to know how many of us are really seeing, like, people just sitting there watching and commenting.
Well,
and can they give us techniques or tips?
Right.
Would be great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's put it out there, you know, to our listening audience out there. You know, why not? Somebody's done it in California and got EVP. So the next time you decide to get amorous with your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, we want you to click on the tape recorder and tape the session. Now, you know, some it's going to be 20 minutes, some it's going to be an hour, some it's going to be a marathon. So wherever you decide to turn on that tape, you turn on the tape and maybe you'll get some EVPs. And we've got some investigators that are prepared to analyze it with you and help you through that. So anybody out there, you know, feel free, if you're having sex, turn on the tape and contact Paul Dale Roberts on his hotline and let him know that you've got something in more ways than one, and there's, you know, there may be some EVPs there. That would be fascinating.
Oh, yeah. And then I have to get in on it, and let's find out who's making the comments. And,
well,
you know, I'll use my psychic abilities and we'll investigate. I think it'd be great.
I think it would be absolutely fantastic. Now, that's a job I could get my head into, you know, pardon the pun.
Do you want to do what I do? And I get to do this with celebrities, too. My life is great.
No doubt at all. I tell you what, Belinda, we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, let's talk to Paul, and then we'll go over to the next guest. How does that sound?
Wonderful.
Okay, hang in there. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Paul Dale Roberts, our James Bond of the paranormal, right after this. In the shadows of the night zone, we explore the global secret societies, Illuminati, operating in the shadows to impose global order and prepare for the second coming. The Illuminati exposed in the night zone. Check the archives for the Illuminati and Mr. Al Kay. The Illuminati on BlogTalkRadio.com. Nostradamus and the Antichrist, code-named Mavis, with John Hoax in the night. Check the archives. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
With us tonight, Paul Dale Roberts. From HPI, paranormal.net, your California connection to professional paranormal investigators. You got a story? Call their paranormal hotline. If you would like to contact the show live and talk to Mr. Paul Dale Roberts, phone numbers are live during our Tuesday event.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space.
47324.
347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight. Paul Dale Roberts, HBIParanormal.net in Atlanta.
And we have with us tonight Mr. Paul Dale Roberts and some special guests. And I got to tell you, Paul, you never cease to amaze me. You never cease to amaze me.
And I told you, it's going to be a good show. I mean, Belinda Bentley, she actually told you about this case, and she was right there. She led the group, and she did a fantastic job in helping that couple. And also trying to meet very, very interesting people in my life. And the next person that you'll be talking to, her name is Miley.
Miley.
And Miley is a paranormal experiencer. And what I'm talking about there is the fact that she's actually experienced UFOs in a very unique area. And I'll let her talk about that. Okay. And also, too, she's experienced some hauntings. Hauntings in her own place. And she could be a psychic, I don't know. But she's experienced hauntings in her own place, and it's been validated by people who have actually visited her and stuff like that. And she's also, too, experienced, she works in a bar as a bartender, and I'll name the club. It's called the Crescent Club, because that's where we're doing our 2010 Vampire Ball for Shane and Cave. And it used to be Governor Newton's Mansion. And it's been around since the 1800s, and it's very, very haunted. And her, being a bartender, has actually experienced things at the Crescent Club.
Okay, well, let's talk to Miley.
Let's get Miley on board here.
Sure.
Okay, Miley, here you go.
Hello, Miley. Hello. Miley.
Hi, Colin.
Hello, Miley.
Yes.
So you had paranormal experiences in the bar that you work in. Tell me about those.
Yes, actually, I work in a club, and this club is located in Old Sacramento. It's original ground floor, so now it would be located in the basement. Well, it's a very big club, and it's very, very, the feeling there, you can feel the spirits when you enter the building. But in the beginning, when I was there alone, it was very uncomfortable for me. I actually got to a point where I was so scared that I couldn't even turn, feel like I could look behind my shoulder fast enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I would always have to have somebody accompany me to close at night. But that became very inconvenient. So I had to go ahead and make amends with whatever spirit is in there. And now I feel better being there. This one is definitely more of a happy spirit, if you want to call it that.
Right. So now this is an old house. Paul had mentioned that it used to belong to the governor. And
Yes, governor's old mansion, actually.
Right.
This is back in, like, the 1800s.
Right.
Back in old Sacramento, you know, it's definitely well-known for its the gold rush.
Right.
And lots of pioneering and Indians and people just, you know, it was used, the water was used for transportation. So there were a lot of people that were brought to that city and possibly have been fighting or whatever over gold. There was a lot of theft and robbery and murder. So the town, it definitely has a feel to it that no other town has. I can definitely see that.
So the entity that you felt when you were locking up by yourself, what was the entity? Did you ever find out what it was, who it was?
I didn't find out what it was because I'm not so experienced, maybe I'd say.
Right.
But I would definitely say that I offered it a drink every time I close. I'd leave a drink there. And believe it or not, I really feel like this is a positive spirit in the bar. It's definitely welcoming. I feel comfortable there now. It's very odd. I actually feel sad to go home at night.
Yeah. And this entity is constant. And
Well, I would say it kind of drifts in and out more so when I'm there alone and I can focus more. Or maybe it's there all the time and I'm so busy working that I don't pay attention. But being in Old Sacramento, just outside the building and I've been to other restaurants and bars in the area. It's a very small little town. It's very, I mean, you can feel the spirit at other places. Evangeline.
Right.
It's a costume shop now. It's one of the oldest buildings. It's still the original building that's been there since before the flooding.
I think
I think
Shannon Macabre McCabe and the gang held their 2009 Vampire Ball in Old Sacramento. And I think
I believe it was in Las Vegas.
Was it?
Yes, but she's held one prior to that in Old Sacramento, and that, I can't wait for that party. We are going to have a lot of fun that night. There's going to be a lot of paranormal experiencers, and I'm sure that we're going to have new people that are going to be interested in experiencing the paranormal.
Right.
We're going to be doing scout outs there. I'm actually going with Paul on one of his scout outs next Saturday to San Francisco.
Yeah.
We're going to go check out some things down there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to talk about, and when I lived up in the high desert in California, it was kind of near the mountains, in a very desolate area. Well, I've seen witness some very crazy, sightings in the sky that I can't even forget to this day that have troubled me.
Right.
Like light beams that just go so fast through the sky that you know that it's not a plane. It's nothing like a falling star because it's too big and bright and close. And they have towers that are like satellite towers in the mountains that I've actually just came across hiking before up in the National Angeles Forest.
Right.
And I'll tell you, there are certain people there watching over that area that don't want you there. And there's definitely a lot of activity in the sky going on that I witnessed that just, it baffles me. And it actually...
What do you think it could be, these UFOs that are in that area? What do you think why do you think they're buzzing around? Is it because of these towers? Are they drawing information from...
I'm not quite sure. Once I tried to figure it out, it's very obvious that they do not want you around the towers. Once I tried to explore there, and they're definitely come down if they see you and tell you to turn away, that it's private property. But they are humongous towers, and I know it's run by JPL. I'm not sure, some kind of place that deals with satellite activity, but it's, in my opinion, I believe it's something of another time dimension, or it's definitely something paranormal in my opinion.
So let me ask you, Miley, and with your experiences I'll call you a fledging paranormal psychic because you're starting to experience all of these things. What's the most interesting thing that has scared the bejesus out of you?
Well, I would definitely say I didn't start this. This has actually gone on my whole life. I just didn't know what to call it. But the scariest thing, in my opinion, is when I was getting in my car one night in Old Sacramento. And for some reason, my car, I started the vehicle, and I don't know why the car just turned off. It was like a total loss of battery power to the whole vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was a man that I thought I saw walking down a boardwalk, because there are long boardwalks, and keep it in mind, it's very late. I was just getting off work at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a man that looked extremely tall. So it, right there, it kind of threw me off, but I needed help and assistance in trying to get a jump.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to stop him. Now, when I walked to the end of the corner of the boardwalk and looked left, there was nobody there. But see, there was no way that that man could have made it anywhere because it was such a long block. There was nowhere he could have turned. So he kind of just disappeared. And I kind of got the hair on my arm stood up. I just wanted to turn around and get back to my car as soon as possible because I felt a cold breeze in the air, like it was not a very nice thing.
Right. Like it was a negative energy? You can't get
definitely
that?
Definitely like some sort of lost soul, negative energy, yes.
Right.
Somebody seeking help. Maybe something that somebody like Paul could assist. That kind of situation.
Right.
But for me being a beginning experiencer in all this, I definitely didn't want to, get my hands involved with anything I can handle.
Right.
That's when I call Paul.
Right, yeah. And, he boldly goes where nobody will go before, that's for sure. That's
he
one
definitely
thing.
Does.
He's definitely a curious person, that's for sure. So, Miley, this bar that you're working as bartender, let's give a shout-out to that. What's the bar that's called?
Well, it's Cafe Americana and the Crescent Club, located on Front Street. We are a speakeasy club. We focus on our champagne and caviar. And it's a very nice club. It's very old, and they definitely keep the feeling, the historical feeling alive there.
How long?
Very nice people.
Right. How long has this bar been open?
Well, the bar, this club, the Crescent Club, we actually just opened this new location about a month ago. But prior to that, it was Necropolis, which was a different type of a bar, but it's by the same owners.
Right. The reason I ask is because I was in Old Sacramento quite a few years ago, and I went to a speakeasy, and it's the most speakeasy I'd ever been to. And it was right down to the 1920s. The doormen were dressed in spats and the suits with the herringbone tweeds, and it was definitely all
Prohibition drinks.
Yeah, it was wild. I've never seen
that. Yeah, we offer those.
Yeah, that's wild. That is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, it's a very nice environment. It actually keeps the feeling kind of the old time intact, and people enjoy it. And we're very, very fortunate to have a good gathering of people, and we'd like to welcome them to come down and try our sidecar, or, we have the Easy Busy High, but we have a lot of Prohibition drinks we like to focus on, and great customer service.
I have not drank a sidecar in 30 years, and I didn't think anybody even knew how to make them anymore.
Yes, we have a lot of different types of drinks, and mainly they're all focusing on bourbon, whiskey, brandies. That's what they drank back in the day. But we do have yes, they do, and we have a wonderful historical, like, cabaret dancing, and we like to liven up the entertainment. We're going to be having live bands, jazz bands, and swing dancing there.
Now, how do you think the spirits are going to take to this? Are they restless?
I definitely think that they're enjoying it, because I haven't had any kind of a grief over it yet. I'm sure if they were not enjoying it, they would give me a notion that they were not enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good feeling, and I think that they are happy that we're doing something. Maybe that's why all the other clubs didn't make it, because they didn't like what was going on.
Maybe so. Maybe the negative connotations of the spirits decided it wasn't meant to be. So we're hoping the spirits are on your side for this one, that's for sure.
They are on my side for this one, that's far.
Gotta love it. Miley, it's a pleasure.
I got Paul on my side.
Yeah, there you go. You can't go wrong with Paul Dale Roberts, I tell you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Miley. I tell you what, we're going to take
a quick
break. When we come back, we'll finish the last 15 minutes with Paul. How does that sound?
All right, well, thank you, Canada, and thank you for having me on the show, and I hope to get people motivated to experience the paranormal.
Absolutely. Thank you,
we'll
my
be right back. Paul and Dale Roberts, our James Bond of the paranormal.
We'll be right
after this.
In the shadows of the night zone, we explore the global secret societies, Illuminati, operating in the shadows to impose global order and prepare for the second coming. Illuminati exposed in the night zone.
Check the archives for the Illuminati and Mr. Al Kay.
The Illuminati on blogtalkradio.com. Nostradamus and the Antichrist, codenamed Mabus, with John Hoxt in the night zone.
Check the archives.
Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
With us tonight, Paul Dale Roberts from HPI Paranormal.net, your California connection to professional paranormal investigators. You got a story? Call their paranormal hotline. If you would like to contact the show live and talk to Mr. Paul Dale Roberts, phone numbers are live during our Tuesday event.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tells tell us that these Anunnaki came from space.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight. All Dale Roberts, HBIParanormal.net in the night.
Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure.